those comforting assumptions. Note the central assumptions we made in the coin flip game that led to the proto-Gaussian or mild randomness. First central assumption. The flips are independent of one another. The coin has no memory. The fact that you got heads or tails on the previous flip doesn't change the odds of your getting heads or tails on the next one. You don't become a better coin flipper over time. If you introduce memory or skills in flipping, the entire Gaussian business becomes shaky. Recall our discussions earlier on preferential attachment and cumulative advantage. Both theories assert that winning today makes you more likely to win in the future. Therefore, probabilities are dependent on history, and the first central assumption leading to the Gaussian bell curve fails in reality. In games, of course, past winnings are not supposed to translate into an increased probability of future gains. But not so in real life, which is why I worry about teaching probability from games. But when winning leads to more winning, you're far more likely to see 40 wins in a row than with a proto-Gaussian. Second central assumption, no wild jump. The step size in the building block of the basic random walk is always known, namely, one step. There's no uncertainty as to the size of the step. We didn't encounter situations in which the move varied wildly. Remember that if either of these two central assumptions isn't met, your moves, or coin tosses, won't cumulatively lead to the bell curve. Depending on what happens, they can lead to the wild Mandelbrotian-style scale-invariant randomness. The ubiquity of the Gaussian. One of the problems I face in life is that whenever I tell people that the Gaussian bell curve isn't ubiquitous in real life, only in the minds of statisticians, they require me to prove it, which is easy to do, as we'll see in the next two chapters. Yet nobody has managed to prove the opposite. Whenever I suggest a process that isn't Gaussian, I'm asked to justify my suggestion and to, beyond the phenomena, give them the theory behind it. We saw earlier the rich get richer models that were proposed in order to justify not using a Gaussian. Modelers were forced to spend their time writing theories on possible models that generate the scalable, as if they needed to be apologetic about it. Theory, schmeary. I have an epistemological problem with that, with a need to justify the world's failure to resemble an idealized model that someone blind to reality has managed to promote. My technique, instead of studying the possible models generating non-bell curve randomness, hence making the same errors of blind theorizing, is to do the opposite, to know the bell curve as intimately as I can and identify where it can and cannot hold. I know where mediocristan is. To me, it's frequently, nay, almost always, the users of the bell curve who don't understand it well and have to justify it, and not the opposite. This ubiquity of the Gaussian is not a property of the world, but a problem in our minds stemming from the way we look at it.